Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I am thankful this morning to be with you and to wish you a happy new year. Wow. Happy new year, family. I pray that this year will be better than last year. Sleeping very well, let's put it that way. And I do apologize again for oversleeping this morning. I was at church and got home and was doing some things and finishing up some things and lost track of time and did not realize that it had gotten a little later. But God is good. And the word for this morning is simple. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God created the heavens and the earth. On this first day of the year, we go back to the beginning. Back to the beginning of our word. We have finished on yesterday. We completed our one-year Bible study, and we're just going to do it again. We're going to do it again, and I'm thankful to God that he put it in my spirit to do it again. And we are using the Charles F. Stanley Life Principle. Daily Bible biblical principles for each day of the year. Wow. Biblical principles for each day of the year. As we go into a new year, goodbye. And we are starting on January 1st, and we read in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. We will also be in Psalm chapter 1, as well as Proverbs chapter 1, and Matthew chapter 1. So we got a whole lot of Father God in heaven. I thank you for this glorious day, this first day of the year, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you for waking me up this morning. Because I know that you did. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. Thank you, Lord, for this brand new year. Thank you, Lord, for the peace that only you can give, Lord God. I just say thank you, Father God, for another day. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you and thank you again, Lord God, for a new day, for a new year, for hope in the future, God. Thank you for this new word that we go through again, God. Thank you for Dr. Charles Stanley. I pray for him and his ministry. I pray for everything that he touches, Lord God, to continue to be a blessing to so many, God. And Father God, I pray for every listener, those that listen live and listen later, those that came back to check us out to see if we are here. For we know, Lord God, we are about a half an hour later. But, Lord, I thank you. I just say thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. In the name of Christ Jesus, Father God, I give you honor. I give you glory, and I give you hallelujah praise, Lord God. For you are good and greatly to be praised. But you are my Father God. You are my friend. And I am your daughter. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And so, Father God, as I look up, God, and give you praise, I say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, God, again for another day. And for his word, we may not have time for everything we are trying to read today, but we're going to try to do our best. Get to what the Bible says. What does the Bible say about every book we're starting today? So first and foremost, the very first book, what does it say? And it says, the author of Genesis is not stated, but traditionally attributed to Moses. The first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, were attributed to Moses. And the date Moses lived around 1400 B.C., but the events of Genesis date to the very beginning of time. In 10 words or less, God created the world and chooses a special people. Detail, please. And the detail is the Bible's first book never explained God. It simply assumes his existence. In the beginning, God. Chapters 1 and 2 describe how God created the universe and everything in it simply by speaking. God said, and it was so. Humans, however, received special handling as God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And woman was crafted from a rib of a man. I'm sorry, a rib of man. And we know that man. And it says those first two people, Adam and Eve, live in perfection, but ruined paradise by disobeying God at the urging of a, that's what I'm going to call him, a crafty, sneaky snake. It says sin throws humans into a moral free fall as the world's first child, Cain, murders his brother, Abel. People become so bad that God decides to flood the entire planet, saving only the righteous Noah, his family, and an ark boat full of animals. After the earth populates, God chooses a man named Abram, a patriarch of a specially blessed people later called Israel. After an alternative name of Abram's grandson, Jacob, Genesis ends with Jacob's son Joseph by a miraculous chain of events, ruling in Egypt, setting up the events of the following book of Exodus. And a quotable from Genesis. God said there be light, and there was light. The Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? Genesis 4:9. which we will get to, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, Genesis 6 and 8. And Abram believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness, chapter 15, verse 6. The unique and unusual about Genesis. What's unique and unusual about Genesis? Genesis quickly introduces the concept of one God in multiple persons, a concept later called the Trinity. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Chapter 1, verse 26, emphasis is added. Also, early on, God gives a hint of Jesus' future suffering and victory when he curses the serpent for deceiving Eve. "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It which shall bruise the head, and thou shall bruise his heel." And a so what of Genesis. And says Genesis answers the great question, where did I come from? Knowing the answer can give us meaning in a world that's otherwise. We got to figure it all out. Where did I come from? I love the fact that we can say we were made by the hand of God. Hallelujah. We were made by the hand of God. And all we can do is tell God, thank you. So let's get into our word this morning. And we are going to be in Genesis. We may be a little over. We're going to be a little over this morning as we start off this year. And all I can say is, again, thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, God, for another year. Thank you, God, for your holy word this morning. So please join me in the first book of the Bible, Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a ferment in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the ferment and divided the waters which were under the ferment from the waters which were above the ferment, and it was so. And God called the ferment heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and gathering together of the waters he called sea. And God saw it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth that yield seed and the fruit tree that yield fruit according to its kind. Both seed is in itself on the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth the grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, "Let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years, and let them be for light in the firmament, and the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. For the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created great sea creatures, and every living thing that moved the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw it was good. And God called them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so, and God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our own, in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the bird of the air, birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be. Now stand, and you shall be for food, and also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, which there is life. I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. He rested from all his work which God had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day of the Lord. God made the earth, the heavens before, and any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown. But the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the earth. And the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils and breathed of the breath of life, and man became a living being. The Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground. The Lord God made every tree grow and pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four riverheads. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. Bethlehem and the onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hazakah. It is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden, Eden. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. But in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them and whatever Adam called each living creature. That was his name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, to every beast of the field, but the Lord there was not a sound helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused the dew sleep to fall on Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in his place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, now I am of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed, not stand. So that means keep looking at picture. They were not ashamed. Psalms 1:1-6. So when we go to the book of Psalms, it says, various, the authors of Psalms, variously, nearly, have attributed to King David. Other names noted include Solomon, Moses, Asaph, Ethan, the sons of Korah. Many Psalms don't mention an author. Approximately the 1400 BC, Moses was signed through the 500 BC at the time of the Jews, Babylonian exile of the days of the book. Ancient Jewish songbook showcases prayers, praise, and complaints to God. Again, prayer, praise, and complaints is within our song. And it says, detailed proof over several centuries, God led various individuals to compose emotionally charged poems, of which 150 were later compiled into the book we know as Psalms. Many of the Psalms are ascribed as of David, meaning they could be by, for, or about Israel's great king. Highlights of the book include the Shepherd Psalm, the 23rd, which is God's God as a protector and provider. David's cry for forgiveness after his sin with Bathsheba. The 51st Psalm of praise. 100 is a powerful example. And the celebration of scripture found in the 119th Psalm, which almost all of the 176 verses make some reference to God's law, statutes, commandments, precepts, words, and the like. Some Psalms called him imprecatory, call for God's judgment. Call for God's judgment on enemies. Psalm 69 and 109. For example, many Psalms expect agony of spirit on the writer's part, but nearly every Psalm returns to the theme of praise to God. That's the way the book of Psalms ends. Let everything that I have breath praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. 150th Psalm, verse 6. The quotables for Psalms. O Lord our God, how excellent is your name, is thy name in all the earth. The 8th Psalm, chapter 1. 23rd chapter 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. 51 and 10. Thy word have I laid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. 119:11. My favorite here. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help cometh from the Lord. 121:1-2. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. 133:1. My pastor's favorite, one of my favorite scriptures. Unique and unusual. The book of Psalms is the Bible's longest in terms of both number of chapters, 150, and total word count. It contains the longest chapter in the Bible, 119, with 176 verses, and the shortest Psalm, 117, with 2 verses. Psalm 117 is also the midpoint of the Protestant Bible, which is 594 chapters before and 594 chapters. So what? The Psalm runs the gamut of human emotion, which is why so many people turn to them in times of both joy and sadness. And let's get into our psalm this morning. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaves are also not withered, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Proverbs chapter 1. And again, Proverbs, primarily Solomon, with sections attributed to the wise. Chapter 22:17, 30:1, and King Lemuel 31. Little is known of the latter two. The date Solomon reigned approximately 970 to 930 BC. The staff of King Hezekiah, who lived about 200 years later, copied out the latter chapters of the book we have today. In 10 words or less, piety, memorable things encourage people to pursue wisdom. Details, please. Proverbs doesn't have a storyline. It's simply a collection of practical tips for living, mainly from the pen of King Solomon, the wisest human being ever. God said, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee. Before thee, neither after thee, shall any arise like unto thee. The proverb speaks to issues such as work, money, sex, temptation, drinking, laziness, discipline, childbearing. Underlying each proverb is the truth that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. A quotable, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Go to the ant, the sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. 6:6. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. 10:1. As a jewel of gold is in a swine's mouth, so is a firm woman which without discretion. 11:22. He that spareth his rod hath hated his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. 13:24. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words thereof anger. 15:1. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. 16:3. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. 17:28. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. 18:10. Wine is a marker. Drink strong. Strong drink is raging. 20:1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. 22:1. Answer not fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. 26:4. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, 27 and 6, and unusual. The final chapter of Proverbs provides a long form in praise of wives rather unusual for that time and culture. So what? Wisdom, as Proverbs 4:7 indicates, is the principal thing. With all thy getting, get understanding. If you need help with that, just ask God. And that's James 1 and 5. Hallelujah, which came from the Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1 through 17, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Then a proverb and an enigma, the word of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. It gives a good overview right there. Let's get into Matthew chapter 1. It's a quick word this morning, but we're going to get through it. And it says there's no, not stated, but traditionally attributed to Matthew, a tax collector. Verse, chapter 9, verse 9. Matthew is also known as Levi, Mark 2 and 14. Approximately AD 70 when Romans destroyed the temple in Jerusalem, Jesus fulfills the Old Testament prophecies of a coming Messiah. Details, please. The first of four gospels, meaning good news. The book of Matthew ties what follows in the New Testament to what came before in the Old. The book, written primarily to a Jewish audience, uses numerous Old Testament references to prove that Jesus is the promised Messiah. The Jews have been anticipating since beginning with the genealogy that shows Jesus' ancestry through King David and the patriarch of Abraham. Matthew then details the birth announcement of Jesus' conception. What a word this morning. And we are going to go over as we read Matthew. And we'll go forward and read this chapter. We will go back and do some overviews on tomorrow when we have more time. But the word of God, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Judah. And his brothers, Judah begot Perez and Zerah. But Tamar, Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nahshon. Nahshon begot Solomon. Solomon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David. The king, David the king, begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Don't even give the Sheba's name. Just she who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abijah. Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begot Joram. Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham. Jotham begot Ahaz. Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Amon. And Amon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shaddai. Shaddai begot Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begot Abiud. Abiud begot Elkin. Begot Azar. Azar begot Zedekiah. Zedekiah begot Acham. Acham begot Elud. Elud begot Elijah. Elijah begot Nephin. Nephin begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Joseph, Joseph, and Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ our 14 generations. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, but that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, but he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. And Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Thank you so much for listening in, those that have stayed on with me. Before we get out this morning, we have a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And our word from Sister Carolyn this morning is this. Good morning. What is ahead of you is better than anything behind. You keep pressing and pursuing the best is yet to come. And then for this morning, it is this. Each new year brings us new opportunities to know him more, to walk in faith and grow by his grace. May your year be blessed in the Lord. And our scripture is Ahab. I have not seen, not ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. So we thank God today for another day. We thank God for his grace. We thank God for his mercy. May the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob give you rest, give you peace, give you a brand new day and a brand new year. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. May the Lord watch between me and you while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed day and join me tomorrow at 7 a.m.